This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour in this Tuesday. Again, congratulations to Michigan winning the national championship, beating UW 34-13. First national title since 1997. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Good morning. Watching on Peacock, thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, now approaching 400 cities that carry this program. Odds to win the national championship for next season. Georgia is your favorite, followed by Alabama, Ohio State, Texas, Michigan, and Oregon. Poll question for the final hour is going to be what? Seton O'Connor?
Let me update you from hour two, Dan, which I don't believe we ever really got to.
Okay.
We put up there, if you were Jim Harbaugh, you would stay at Michigan or go to the NFL.
Okay.
What do you think Jim Harbaugh should do?
Should do.
Should do slash would do.
I'm going to say go to the NFL. I think he feels like the job's complete. I think that he's had highs and lows. I think he's got leverage, maybe the most leverage that he's going to have. He would leave the place in a better place than it was when he got there. I mean, you go back, Rich Rodriguez and Brady Hoke, and then Jim came in and he established. Now, it took him a little while, and certainly during the pandemic when they went 2-4 and then he has to take a pay cut and came back, and they've been a very consistent, dominating team, and you saw that again last night. So I would say go to the NFL. But, and he's going to have opportunities, because before he had the opportunity maybe with Minnesota, didn't happen. Kevin O'Connell got that job. Carolina, I think, was in the mix. The Raiders in the mix. Now you have the Chargers in there as well. But, you know, when Jim was in the NFL, he didn't get along with his GM in San Francisco. You know, at Michigan, he's running the program. That, I think, is going to be the interesting part of this. If he does go, how much autonomy does he have? How much power does he have? Here you have Bill Belichick saying, hey, I'll relinquish some of my power. So that feels like that's he's trying to keep his job in New England. That's not a mutual parting there. But also, I look at these jobs. Mike Vrabel, if he would get fired, the Patriots would hire him immediately. Do you ever get nervous or you ever get concerned? You ever question where, hey, that coach is going to be let go. Everybody's going to be waiting to hire him. Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick is let go. Washington, Carolina, probably not the Raiders. I don't think he wants to go to the West Coast with the Chargers, but there would be teams that are waiting. Plus, who do you replace these coaches with? If you're moving on from somebody, who are you bringing in? And I think that's really the key for the Patriots. That I think they have to move on, should move on, but are you going to hire from within, promote from within, or are you going to bring in if Mike Vrabel is going to be available, which I would take Mike Vrabel in a second. Yes, Marv.
Do NFL teams operate that way where they say, all right, this is our coach right now. Wait, who's available now? Save like Matt Eberflus is still the coach of the Bears, But Jim Harbaugh says, I'm leaving Michigan. I'm going to try to explore my options elsewhere.
I have to believe that somebody from Chicago, through an intermediary, has reached out to gauge Harbaugh's interest. I would just think that would be, I would kick the tires. He may, you know, come back and say, look, if I leave, I'm not going to Chicago. I mean, that fan base would love it, but I just don't see that happening. I think they're keeping Matt Eberflus, and they're probably going to keep Justin Fields, which, you know, wasn't that long ago where we were talking about, hey, you know, how about a package deal, Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams to the Bears? It's just, there's so many things that happen through the course of the season where you bury, you know, Sean McDermott was coaching for his life, you know, his job. If he doesn't, you know, win out, is he going to be fired? And then here they are, the number two seed in the AFC. It's just, it's kind of wild. You know, there's talk. Now, once again, this is just talk. I had mentioned Pete Carroll. There was talk. Maybe they move on from Pete Carroll. Pete has come out and said, look, you know, I got a lot of energy and I plan on being back for 2024. Andy Reid's one to keep an eye on in Kansas City. I'm just throwing it out there. You know, these are things that people, it's like Mike Tomlin. It's not a question of if, but when he takes a TV job, in my opinion. He may coach for 10 more years, or he may do what Bill Cowher did and just say, you know what? I'm out. You know, I'm gonna go and get a job, and you know, I can be in TV world. So I think that there's still some of that going on with some of these coaches that you may not expect. I think Bill Belichick coaches again. And maybe Tennessee is going to keep Mike Vrabel. Feels like that would be the smart move. But who are you replacing them with is always the key. You might go, we got to move on from this guy. Great. You don't move on unless you have somebody who's better. No, it's like you have your girlfriend until there's another girlfriend that comes along. Or the best time to look for a job is when you have a job. So do I think New England is going to move on? I do. And it'd probably be at the end of the week that maybe, you know, they have that mutual parting. But some of these other places, you know, we know Atlanta needs a coach, Carolina needs a coach, the Raiders, Washington, Chargers. So Harbaugh has as much leverage as he's ever had. And I don't see him passing up this opportunity. Hey, you got a national championship. We got to the Final Four the previous year. I'm going to go. I want to go back to the NFL. Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Well, I think Rob Manfred put it best when he said, it's just a piece of metal. And it's poetic that Michigan won in Houston, where the last sign-stealing scandal was. But I'm going to explain to you why the NCAA will not take away this championship. Does Gene Chizik still have a ring? Does Auburn still have a banner? The NCAA does not want to take it away from them, and they won't. It matters too much to Michigan. It matters too much to the ratings. The NCAA wants Harbaugh to stay in the NCAA. So as much as we might not like it, with three separate investigations, Michigan will keep this championship.
Okay. I cover sports, and you got to cover the good and the bad. But I love covering the good, the positive, when somebody wins a championship. You don't want to be like, well, you're going to take that away? You got to vacate? Like the Fab Five. You know? They didn't get it back. They got some money from a booster. And, you know, they took down banners there. USC, you know, with what happened with Reggie Bush. Reggie took a loan. But it feels like we might be a little too far down the road with Harbaugh that the NCAA, and maybe they just say, hey, you know what? We're going to penalize you X number of scholarships or something. I have no idea. I don't even know if they ever get to this. Is there an NCAA covering college football in 5 to 7 years by the time they rule on this? I have no idea. Brian in Washington. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. Second time. Long time. 5'10", 175. Hey, two things real quick, man. First, I really always thought Fritzy was the singer on your Dan's House intro there. I was kind of disappointed when I found out he wasn't, but he definitely could be.
Okay.
And second thing is, did you happen to see Jim Harbaugh's dad in the trophy ceremony last night where he asked the crowd, who has it better than we do? And then the whole crowd yells, nobody! I just wanted to see if you saw that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jim told us that story many, many years ago. He was in studio, and he told us that story of his dad instilled in them that no matter what, nobody had it better than they did. Nobody. It would be Jim and his brother and his sister. And no matter what, you're walking, you know, a mile to go to, you know, church or school. Car broken down. Who has it better than we do? Nobody. So it was just a mindset. How many years ago was that, Paulie?
Geez, I got that. I got to double check. It's like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
He was in studio in New York, and I think his father was with him. Right?
Yes. Yeah, that's when he came in.
Harbaugh.
He went, Patrick Harbaugh.
Big handshake.
But, yeah, I go, all right. Do you have that, Marvin? Here is Jim Harbaugh.
We have a thing in our family that we'll use for a long time, and it goes like this. Who's got it better than us? No!
Good stuff. Chris in Toledo. Good morning, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan. First time caller, long time listener, 59178. Yeah, I mean, I've been listening. I think, even with an asterisk or without an asterisk, everybody knew Michigan about the sign, seal, and sandal, and they had plenty of opportunity to change their signs or do something different. And we continue to just beat everybody, dominate everybody. So regardless if it's an asterisk or not, if it was Ohio State as a Michigan fan in Toledo, I would be on Ryan Day. Absolutely, that is the truth. So I think it's fair to have the asterisks there. But, yeah.
And they did dominate, yes. Which, once again, it comes back to then why would you risk this? You're dominating. Did it help you dominate? If you were that good, then why risk it? You don't need to. Do you? Did you? Mike in Atlanta. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
Great, Mike.
All right. I used to be 6 feet tall and somewhere between 190 and 200. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, I live in Atlanta, but I'm from Minnesota, so I'm a Vikings fan. But I was listening to the radio yesterday, and let's say you're Arthur Blank.
All right.
Okay? And you fired Arthur Smith, and let's say you had to do that to one of the Danettes. How and where would you do it, and at what hour would you do it? And let's just say it's Fitzy. Even though you love him as a person, but you had to let him go.
Okay. How would I fire Fritzy? I would say on a Friday, right after Meat Friday, I'd let him have the Last Supper.
Very thoughtful.
Yes. And then I would say, Todd, come on in. I'm going to talk to you. And then I would just say, look, we found a better booker, Scott Shapiro, and I'm going to bring in Scott. He's back booking. He stepped out of management. He wants to help us. And, you know, it just feels like you're expendable. And I hate to do it to you, but... You know, I love you. I don't always like you, but in this case, I love you. But I'm going to have to say goodbye.
Sometimes I got to take things to the next level.
Yeah,
I just start stagnating.
Yeah, I got to make the show better. And, you know, Scott Shapiro, who booked for Mike and Mike on ESPN, and if I get Scott, then, you know, I'd just have to let you go.
If you're not progressing, you're regressing, basically.
Thank you, Todd. Yes. Glad you were taking it.
I am, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well,
you don't want to stay where you're not wanted. Who would want
well, to? I'm rehearsing my speech for this Friday when I get together with you.
Good to know.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
Would you do it back in your office, but then Todd has to walk through us after said firing, or would you walk him out to the parking lot so he could enter his car?
I would take him in the garage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would just say, come on.
He's never been back there, by
no,
the way.
No, he has not. But I would say, come on back. And you go, oh, wow, there's a garage back here? Yes, there is. Yes, Todd.
That I take all the air out of the tires of your fancy vehicle. So I thought you were taking it a lot better than
you
that.
You would not I know would how to take that. The air out of it.
I would not.
You would. You can't put air in a tire.
Yeah, like take it to the guy. He puts the air in.
Yeah, to the guy.
They do the oil change. They fix the tires. They do the air.
Okay. The poll question, did we change it up for the final hour, Seton?
We haven't just yet. I did have another one that's a little bit more... is it meta? Would that be the right saying?
Okay, let me wait until after the break for this.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's after the break worthy.
Okay.
Just that you said meta, and it already sounds really important, like Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't know if that's the right word.
Okay.
But it's the word that I'm using.
Okay. Also, when we come back, we had hot takes, NFL hot takes. Get your hot takes here. From September 7th of 2023, we will bring back our NFL hot takes of what we thought some of the wildest possibilities. Also, Draymond Green nearly retired. He tells you why he nearly retired and why he's not retiring. All of that coming up right after this Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform. slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton O'Connor piqued my interest when he used the word meta for the poll question for the final hour. I don't know what meta means other than it means billions of dollars for Mark Zuckerberg. So, Seton, would you explain your meta poll question?
Well, I was just looking up meta, showing or suggesting an implicit awareness of itself or oneself as a member of its category. I don't know what that means.
Okay. Paulie?
I always thought meta meant like a deeper thought than a casual thought.
Well, that wouldn't be this show.
Right. That's not us.
No. So you're
occurring later than or in succession to, situated behind or beyond. This might be beyond the realm that we're talking about.
It's like the more you talk, the more you define it, the less I know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm actually more confused now. My question was, does cheating in sports matter anymore? Yes or no?
Does it matter the sport in which you cheat in?
Which sport is it that cheating is still frowned upon?
I'd say baseball.
Is it?
Yeah.
You think the Astros regret what they did?
Oh, they may not regret that.
It doesn't matter.
Because they weren't really punished.
Yeah, it doesn't. See, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't really matter. Everybody got rich. Everybody's got a ring. What's the
problem?
Well,
manager and GM got fired with the Astros.
I haven't seen if they're still currently without work or not.
But. Well, no, the manager is in Detroit.
Yeah. All right. So
I don't know about the GM.
There you go. Didn't matter.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
I want to say it does matter in baseball because Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds aren't in the Hall of Fame. If it didn't matter, they'd be in.
But they still made hundreds of millions of dollars.
No, but I'm saying sports writers, the same people that voted for them for Cy Young and MVP, but that's a different story. They voted for them. They didn't vote for them to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because they cheated. Yeah. And that's it.
All right. Football doesn't feel like when you, if you use performance-enhancing drugs or steroids, we're like, yeah, I get it. You know, I understand.
Like you should
it.
Be. Yeah. Yeah. Like, do anything you can.
Yeah.
To...
yeah, Paul.
It feels like there's no more cheating anymore in college sports. Now with NIL and payment and everything like this, no matter what a kid took, if the paperwork is not in place, back in the day, SMU football, they paid players illegally and they got the death penalty. This year, now it's like cheating in college football is, as Andy Staples, almost expected and not respected, but expected.
Yeah, see.
It feels like we're living in a post-cheating era.
Era.
Because, like, as soon as the Michigan story broke, it's like, oh, what, the Patriots can do it, but we can't? Like, well, yeah, like, the Patriots weren't supposed to do it either.
And they paid a price.
And then that shifted into, oh, what, so everybody else can do it, but we can't because everybody's cheating? So if that's the case, if everybody's cheating and everybody's stealing their sign, I get that it's part of the game, it's been happening 100 years, I don't know that there really is, and right, like Paul said, NIL has made paying players legal. Ooh, I don't really know if cheating matters anymore.
Well, we're going to find out if it matters a few years down the road with Michigan, and may not. You know, they may be like, hey, they won the national title, and we move on from that. But that's the latest incident or instance of cheating, and what is going to be the fallout from that, if anything. Yes, Todd.
Some people like to act like they're aghast, but I agree. I think it's now like the more creative. It's like, wow, they did what? They must really want to win. That was creative. How'd they come up with that?
Well, I go back to Andy Pettit. When Andy Pettit was coming back from an injury, and he got busted for steroids, and he said, I was just trying to hurry back to help my team. Like, oh, okay, now I understand why you use steroids. I'm just coming back, trying to help my team. Okay. Did you stop once you got back helping your team? Because maybe you didn't. All right, here we go. NFL hot takes. This was September 7th, 2023. Day before the season opened, we thought we would have what could be the wildest things that we could bring up. Hot takes. Here's my hot takes from September 7th, 2023. So I had Sam Darnold would be the starting quarterback for the Niners. Mike White will be the starting quarterback for the Dolphins by the end of the year.
Good call.
Wow. Trevor Lawrence will be the league MVP this year. That would be 0 for 1, 0 for 2, 0 for 3.
I seem to remember Sam Darnold starting the other day.
He did. Mike White didn't take the field.
You could get a half point for Sam.
Okay. But then I lose more than a half point with the Trevor Lawrence MVP. Here's Paulie's hot takes.
All right, I got three. The Indianapolis Colts will have the first pick of the NFL draft. They didn't have a good offense last year. Okay. They didn't have a good defense last year. They're starting a rookie quarterback who is considered a developmental quarterback. Sam Darnold, the backup quarterback of the 49ers, will start and win a playoff game. My third hot take, Jordan Love of the Packers will lead the NFC in passing touchdowns.
Whoa! Hey,
that's pretty huge.
Hey, okay.
That's a good one.
Can we check the stats on that? What do you have, 32 touchdown passes?
Jordan Love finished second in the NFC in touchdown passes to Dak Prescott.
So you missed out on that.
I'll take a half point.
Yeah, so you got it wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong. You got it wrong, Paul.
Completely wrong.
So you got it wrong.
Here is Fritzy's NFL hot takes.
Josh Allen and the Bills will win the AFC East, but will not win even one playoff game.
Still
Sean
possible.
Payton will only be able to fix Russell Wilson so much. Denver finishes 9-7-1, an improvement, but not enough to make the postseason. Trevor Lawrence will start out strong, maybe even an NFL MVP candidate. Then for whatever reason, things will go very sideways right around mid-December, and it's going to go very poorly for the Jaguars.
You know what?
Double D.
I did say Derek Carr would be the NFL MVP, though.
So not hot takes, but they were almost, you know, close to being correct takes.
They're pretty prophetic, I would think.
Pathetic.
Pathetic.
Here is Seton's NFL hot take.
Oh, God. My first one, I'm not sure about. This might be lame, too. Lamar Jackson will be the MVP this year.
Okay.
So one of my other hot takes, then, I guess, is that the Broncos will win the AFC West. Yeah. And I think the Texans are going to be better this year than people think.
How about that? Okay.
I'll take that.
Two for three. Here's Marvin's NFL hot takes from September 7th, 2023.
I'm going to go Dolphins to the Super Bowl. Jared Goff will win the league MVP. And Daniel Jones will be benched because of his play for Tyrod Taylor.
Okay, he was injured. Close. Jared Goff, no. Dolphins, they could still go to the Super Bowl. Oh. So what would be the hottest take in there? I guess Goff winning the MVP. Probably. Although Jordan Love leading the NFC in passing touchdowns. That one's big too. That's a hot take. I thought Lamar Jackson had the best odds, if you were taking odds to win the MVP, that I think it was 16-1. I'm like, you know what? I would load up on that if I was taking somebody to try to make money. But Seton picking Lamar Jackson to be the MVP. Fritzy, you're still in the hunt with the Bills. They won the AFC East. They may not win a playoff game.
Denver finished 8-9.
Sam Darnold could start a playoff game. Trevor Lawrence started out strong, and then it doesn't go well in mid-December. And Sean Payton 9-7-1. What were the Broncos?
They finished 8-9.
Okay, so. I'm gonna give you a bloop bloop bloop. That's the hot take from the beginning.
Right. Yeah. That's fun.
It's a weird thing. We do predictions, so we actually look back at them.
Yeah.
No one else does that.
Yeah. Freezing cold takes looks back on those things. All right. Adam in Tennessee. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First-time caller. I listen to y'all every day. I'm a truck driver. Y'all get me through these long drives. 5'9", 220. My call is, I'm a Michigan fan. I love Michigan. Jim Harbaugh, I would love him to stay, but it's looking like he is going to go to the NFL, but I kind of have a hot take of my own.
Okay.
Everybody's saying Los Angeles Chargers and Chicago Bears or Raiders because he has ties to all three of those teams. But look at the Falcons. The NFC South is a mess of a division. The Falcons have the tight end Pitts, they have the receiver London, and they have Bijan Robinson at running back. All they need is a quarterback, and I think that offense could really go hard. I'm not saying go get J.J. McCarthy because I don't think he would be what they would need to get them above and beyond. And then as far as I think it was Booger was talking about earlier, an owner that will let him do what he wants, I don't think Arthur Blank would get in the way of him doing what he wants, and I think he would give him control as long as he shows that he's going to win and he starts to win. I think that would be a landing spot that nobody's really...
All right. Well, Adam, you had us until you said Arthur Blank. So I don't know.
It's on Friends.
I don't know if it's a wine there.
Is it a pen?
Arthur Blank was a guy in a Poirot movie.
Yeah, maybe the French version of the Falcons.
Funny. We immediately lost every word he said after that. As soon as we heard Blanc, the five was like, Blanc? Did he just say Blanc? Arthur Blanc.
Yeah, Paul.
I think if my last name were Blank, I'd go by Blanc. It sounds European. It sounds nice.
I might change it to B-L-A-N-C.
Yes.
Blanc.
With a tilde or something.
Blanc.
Accente good.
Guys making great points, and we're like, Blanc? Yeah, I know. Blanc? Yeah.
Speaking of making great points, Draymond Green is back. He is back. And he said that he almost retired while he was being suspended.
I had a conversation with Adam Silver, commissioner of our league. I just told him, Adam, it's too much for me. Like, this is too much. It's all becoming too much for me. And I'm going to retire. And Adam said, you're making a very rash decision. And I won't let you do that. You know, we had a long, great conversation, very helpful to me, very thankful to play in a league with a commissioner like Adam, who's more about helping you than hurting you or helping you than punishing you. Or, you know, he's more about the players.
B.S. You're not retiring. And you got 3 years left. You're going to walk away from what, $75 million? And what are you walking away for? What are you running away for? What's too much? You're too much. You make it seem like you're being persecuted. You create all of this. You want to take time off to get better? Then why don't you announce you're not going to play the rest of this season to take time off to get better? I respect that. But when you say you nearly retired because you can't take what? Is he on his podcast where he's just talking, where nobody gets to ask him any questions? Because it feels like, hey, the next time I get suspended, I just want to let the commissioner know that I love that commissioner and he's all about the players. And you know what? He talked me out of retirement. And what are you doing? You're leading the league in pandering. You were going to retire? Take time off, make yourself better, go ahead. Everybody's for that. But when you're going to walk away because you can't take it anymore, you can't take you anymore. You're such a great basketball player. When you play basketball, extremely high IQ, understanding the game, but then you dumb yourself down. You do stupid things. Whose fault is that? And you know what? You want to retire? Then don't fight a suspension. Yes, Marv.
It's like the kid who gets suspended from school, and he's like, you know what? I'm quitting school because I just can't. I have to stop fighting? This is BS. I'm quitting. Yeah, like, what do you, like,
yeah.
Like, behave, Draymond. No, I quit then.
Yeah, when I saw that he was talked out of retirement, like, okay, I don't think that's the case, but I'd like to hear what he has to say. So that's his rationale for staying in the game. Yes, Paul.
If I were Warner Oilers managing it, but the commissioner talked you out of retiring, we would love for you to retire. We can get out of your contract 2 years early. That'd be fantastic because we owe you $26 million next year to average seven.
Yeah. Eddie in New York City. Hi, Eddie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, good to talk to you again.
Hey, bud.
Been a while. I would love to do some math really fast with you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So, can you tell me the date of your retirement, please?
I think it'll be Christmas Eve of 2027.
2027.
I think that's a Friday. I think I'm going to make the Danettes work that Friday.
Thanks. So your show ends 5 minutes early every day, right? So 5 minutes at 5 days a week is 25 minutes times, I'll give you guys 50 weeks a year, right? Because you get 2 weeks off. So 50, that's 1,250 minutes, divide that by 60, 20 hours. And you've been on for how many years now?
I forgot.
Let's say a whole number seven, even though I know it's more than seven. Yeah. Seven, so 1,250. 1,250.
Why didn't you do the math before you came on, Eddie? why are you doing the math?
Now I want to retire.
I'll be retired by the time you tell me what you want to tell me.
Yeah, 48 shows we're going to be missing when you retire due to you cutting the show early by 5 minutes. I'd love to have the 48 weeks of shows because I spent the last year and a half working and I missed the shows. I only hear it on the replay, driving home at night. Now I have time to listen to you guys every morning. I would love to have those 48 weeks.
Okay,
back.
All right. I'll take that under consideration, Eddie. Now that we've done the math. The show ends each hour at 54 after the hour. I think that's what he's talking about, the 5 minutes there. So we add up all of that, and I owe you another year. Yes, Todd?
Oh, he wants you to retire like around Halloween of 2028? Is that what he's getting at?
Something like that. Now, I think the last show is December 24th of 2027. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, confirmed. December 24th is a Friday.
Yeah, I think we should work Christmas Eve. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's that big a deal. Yeah. Come on.
We'll have plenty of time off after that.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. Who gets hired first? Who doesn't get hired? Who retire? Anybody retire? Anybody not going to stay in the radio business, this business, in 4 years? Yeah, Seton?
I very likely won't.
Okay.
Maybe podcast or something like that. Maybe something in the media, but in terms of me being a Tuckerette or something like that, for Ross, I'm not doing anything like that. I'm not.
Oh, so you would not work for Ross Tucker?
I'm not saying that I wouldn't work specifically for Ross Tucker, but I wouldn't sit in a studio and do my current job anymore.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Marvin, you going to go back to the mothership full time? And
The way my life is set up and the way they pay?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Not now, you're not.
No. Fritzy, what about you?
I would see myself staying in the sports broadcasting world or something in the sports world. What that will be next, I don't know if I'm going to book guest the rest of my life, but I would like to stay around sports, I'm sure.
Well, you're more than just a booker.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It still remains to be seen if still busy.
Yeah.
Waiting for that other thing that you do.
Yeah. Paulie, you're going to be in radio?
Sports radio TV conversation?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it'd be something different for the sake of being different, you know, just to try something
so
new.
So if I have somebody comes in and uses the man cave.
Oh, and uses this building and is hosting?
Yeah.
Would I produce him?
Yeah.
Or her?
Let's say Nick Wright comes in. Let's say Ross Tucker comes in and they want to do a daily show.
Probably not. I think they would do their own producer and do their own thing.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
But who knows? If it's the right person and the right show,
who knows? No, I'm saying Nick Wright. Could you work for Nick Wright?
Work for him?
Yeah.
I can work with him.
Seton, what about
ding, 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 ding.
Could you guys work with Nick Wright?
I could work with anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no problem doing it. I just don't see, one, I really want to work in soccer. I probably want to leave the country. I have other things that I'm very much looking forward to that I'm planning for. And honestly, driving to Milford to produce a radio show isn't high on the list anymore.
Okay. Todd, I'm sure you would sign up book as for Nick Wright or Ross
Tucker. Already got one book for Monday 2028. He's got Ross Tucker booked for Nick.
I love Ross or Nick. I just don't know if I want to all the way until retirement age, whenever that is, that I'm just, you know, primarily booking guests. That's, you know, it's been a long haul. I might want to aspire to do other other responsibilities and stuff. I don't know what those are.
Like what?
I don't know.
Okay, well, you got 4 years.
I'm going to be a cartoonist.
Cartoonist.
Sports cartoonist.
All right. Let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
All righty. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett will join us on the program. What are we watching tonight? What do we have? I got to wait till tomorrow for Purdue and Iowa women's basketball with Caitlin Clark. I don't know what we have tonight there, Paulie.
Let's see. What would you like?
What would I like?
Something Kings Pistons?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but anything else?
Timberwolves Magic, a couple of young squads running it. That's fun. That's lightly fun.
Okay. Well, I love watching the Wagners.
Grizzlies Mavericks would have been nice.
Yeah. Yeah, no John Morant.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah. How did he get injured?
I thought it was a practice injury, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, on Saturday something happened during practice.
Okay. All right, thank you.
College basketball, Missouri, Kentucky?
Missouri, no.
Texas, Cincinnati? Sorry. Anything else to watch? You've been watching any shows? Any of you guys?
I watched Maine Cabin Masters last night for a little while.
Good show.
Yeah, just for a little while. Yes, Marvin.
I'm going to go to the movies tonight to see The Iron Claw with Zac Efron. It's about the Von Erich brothers. They were pro wrestlers.
I heard great reviews about Zac Efron.
Is it Jeremy Allen White from The Bear is in that movie too? Mm-hmm. I think that's his
name. Okay, he's one of the brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't he look like a younger Gene Wilder? If you remember Gene Wilder, he was with Richard Pryor. What was that?
Stir Crazy?
Yes. Yeah.
Great movie.
Willy Wonka?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And now Willy Wonka is back in theaters with Timothée Chalamet.
Now dating Kylie.
Kylie Jenner?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. They were at the Golden Globes. I can't wait until you host E.T. when you retire. They say, I know Dan. Dan doesn't know you, though.
I know. I would like to do the red carpet there. It'd be fun. Yeah. It's like Brie Larson was walking the red carpet, Kevin Frazier, and then Brie Larson saw J-Lo, and she's like, oh, my God, I can't handle this. I can't handle this. And then J-Lo walks up, and then J-Lo sees her crying, and it's like, I wanted to become an actress after seeing you. And then they hugged, and it was like, you know, all right, liked it. Good moment there. Bringing people together, different worlds there. Be great. Who are you wearing? Be nice to ask that. You know, Jared Leto comes on the show, and I go, what are you wearing? Who are you wearing, Jared? Let me see. Orion in Indiana. Hopefully I got that right.
You did. Thanks, Dan, for taking my call.
All right.
5'11", soft, 215. Hey, so I'm just curious, looking at Sagarin's college football rankings or ratings.
Okay.
Michigan would have been 2.5 or 3-point favored. Do you think Georgia would have beaten Michigan last night?
Well, I maintain that Georgia, to me, was the best team I saw this year. But they lost to Alabama. And they had some close games. But, look, Michigan won. Michigan's the national title winner. I'm fine with that. I was just, you know, it got to the point where we were looking at Florida State and like, oh, whoa, it's Florida State. To me, Georgia had more of a case of being in the Final Four than Florida State. That just my opinion. So, Fritzy's saying, how about Ottawa and Calgary dropping the puck at 9 Eastern?
Something to keep an eye on.
Thank you, Todd.
Expand your horizons a little bit. Coolest game on earth.
All right. Final results of the poll question there. We got this day in sports history. Paulie, what do you have for us?
I got a couple that I really like. 1918, the NHL announced a new rule that permitted goaltenders to leave their feet while making a save. Previously, a penalty was called if a goalie lay or sat on the ice to stop the puck.
Oh, come on.
How about that? And this is my favorite. In 1962, after 2 years of voting, the NFL banned the grabbing of face masks by the defensive player.
Okay.
So in 61, they're like,
once again, taking away all these things, advantages for the defense.
Got so soft in 62.
Can't grab a face mask.
And in, too soon, 1991, a special committee of MLB authorities officially banned Pete Rose from being elected to the Hall of Fame.
Oscar Robertson made his debut for Cincinnati on this date, 1958, at the Garden. He scored 56. He outscored Seton Hall. He had 56, Seton Hall had 54.
I don't know why you're taking shots.
That's right, Seton Hall. Johnny Bench and Carl Yastrzemski elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And let me see. The Browns fired their coach, who the franchise was named after, Paul Brown. Yeah, that was 1963.
Did he own it as well?
He was the coach and the founder.
Oh.
He was the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what we have on this day in sports history, January 9th. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
The 34-13 final score of the national title game was a bit misleading, or was it?
Seton O'Connor.
Andy Staples isn't worried about any tarnish.
No, he's not. Marvin.
The Lions are the long shottiest team ever.
Long shottiest. Paul.
Cheating schmeeting.
Todd, what did I learn today?
Booger would keep Justin Fields, pick up his fifth-year option, but would not make him a long-term deal.
Discover wants everyone to feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations, like Fritzy, apply. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.